Yeah, so we have the Shadow of Pentecost in the Old Testament, Feast of Weeks.
Pentecost.
Yeah, we have the promise of Pentecost, prophesied by Joel and repeated by Jesus. Yeah, the promise that will be poured out on the servants. Which is the same as being baptized with the Holy Ghost. Which is the same as being endued with the power from high. Yeah, it's the Spirit of God coming upon the person. Now let's look at the fulfillment of Pentecost. Go back to Acts 2. And read again. Verses 1 till 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And they appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance.
و چون روز پنتیکاست رسید به یک دل در یک جا بودن که ناگاه آوازی چون صدای وزیدن باد شنید از آسمان آمد و تمام آن خانه را که در آنجا نشسته بودند پرساخت و زبانهای تقسیم شده مثل زبانهای آتش به ایشان ظاهر گشته بر هر یکی از ایشان قرار گرفت و همه از روح القدس پر گشته به زبانهای مختلف به نوعی که روح به ایشان قدرت تلفظ بخشید به سخن گفتن شروع کرد.
So here we have the fulfillment of the promise in Acts 1. Notice what that term that is used here for it. Being filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, the disciples being filled with the Holy Ghost is the fulfillment of the Spirit of God coming upon a person. It is the fulfillment of what Jesus said,
yeah,
you'll be endued with power from high. It is the fulfillment of what we saw in Acts 1 of being baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
they're all the same thing. They point to the same thing. Yeah, the Spirit of the Lord coming on a person is the same as being endued with power from on high. It's the same as being baptized with the Holy Ghost. It's the same as being filled with the Spirit. And of course, let me remind you that this is a different thing than being indwelt with the Spirit. Which is an impermanent indwelling for every believer. And of course, the filling of the Spirit can happen more times. In fact, the Bible commands us to be filled with the Spirit. Why does the Bible command this? Because we can walk around not filled with the Spirit. Now, why do I spend so much time pointing this out? All these different terms that they can be used interchangeably because that's what the Bible teaches. And the reason is because a lot of people are confused about this. And some of that confusion leads to false doctrines. Including complete heresy. Including things as how you can lose your salvation. Because we see people getting filled more times with the Spirit. Or saying things like, unless you speak in tongues, and I'll come back to it later, yeah, you are not saved. Saying this is improved salvation. Which is heresy. Yeah. So we already saw that what was described in Acts 2, that this is a fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel. It's a fulfillment of what Jesus said would come to pass.
But
I want for a moment to look at the connection with what happened in Acts 2 and the Feast of Weeks. And draw some links there.
Yeah,
the celebration of Pentecost.
Now,
the first thing I want to note is that the disciples were at Jerusalem.
Because
they were commanded to be there. Where were the Israelites having to be at the Feast of Weeks? And the answer is
that
they were ordered to be at Jerusalem. Now go to Acts 2 and read verse 5. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven.
و در آن زمان یهودیانی از مردم دیندار همه ممالک زیر آسمان در اورشلیم اقامت داشتند.
Yeah, so when this is all happening at the day of Pentecost, there are all these people from all over the place are there. And they're called Jews. Yeah, devout men.
Out of
every nation under heaven. Yeah, and remember, you could become a Jew in the Old Testament. Yeah, in the book of Esther, you will find a reference like, hey, many became Jews. Now, how could you become a Jew? Now, you would have to just commit to the God of the Bible.
Worship
God.
And
keep the law. Which included presenting yourself 3 times before the Lord in Jerusalem. Yeah, Jerusalem was the place of the temple. Yeah, so that's why these people were there on that day. Now, what happens on that day?
Yeah,
the gospel is being preached. And at the end of Acts 2, we read in verse 41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Yeah, many people got saved that day. Now, what's the parallel with the Feast of Weeks? Go back to Leviticus 23 and read verses 15 till 18 again. And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. You shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2 tenths deals. They shall be of fine flour, then shall be baken with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord, and ye shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto the Lord, with their meat offering and their drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of sweet savour unto the Lord.
از فردای آن شبات، یعنی از آن روز که بافه تکان دادنی را آوردید، 7 هفته کامل برای خود بشمارید. 50 روز تا فردای هفتمین شبات بشمارید. آنگاه هدیه ای از غله تازه به خداوند تقدیم کنید. از مکانهای سکونت خود 2 قرص نان تکان دادنی به عنوان نوبر برای خداوند بیاورید که از 2 دهم ایفه آرد مرغوب تهیه شده و با خمیر مایه پخته شده باشند. همراه نان 7 بره نرینه 1 ساله و بیعه، 1 گوساله نر و 2 قوچ تقدیم کنید. آنها را با هدایای آردی و ریختنیشان به عنوان قربانی تمام سوز به خداوند تقدیم نمایید. این از هدیه اختصاصی و رایحه خوشایند برای خداوند.
Yeah, so if you notice, there's here also an offering of first fruit being mentioned. Yeah, sounds very similar to the feast of first fruits. Yeah, but is this again talking about Jesus here? And the answer is no. Yeah, remember that during the first feast, we're talking about unleavened bread. Yeah, they had to eat unleavened bread for a week. Yeah, pointing that Jesus was without sin. And of course, you can make a spiritual application that we should take the leaven out of our lives. Yeah, but the first 3 feasts,
yeah,
we see that Jesus does these things. It's basically his death, burial, and resurrection. Now, notice what it says in verse 17 of Leviticus 23. Yeah, so here they are told to bake bread with leaven.
از مکانهای سکونت خود دو قرص نان تکان دادنی به عنوان نوبر برای خداوند بیاورد.
Yes, I was talking. So I was talking about the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. That's the context here. And it says, bake bread with leaven.
نون بخورید اما با مایه خمیر.
These first fruits.
و این نونی که در موردش صحبت میکنه نوبرشه.
Yeah, were first fruits, yet they contained leaven.
با این که اولی نوبر بوده ولی توش مایه خمیر بوده.
Now what does this first fruit represent?
این نشونه این نوبر چی
and
بوده؟
And it is the harvest among sinners of the New Testament church.
برداشت و ایمان آوردن اولین
it's,
گروه
it's ایمان. It's a great multitude of people being saved.
یهودیه. تعداد زیادی که ایمان میارن.
Yeah, on that day of Pentecost.
در روز پنتیکاست که توشون مایه خمیر.
Yeah, they were gathered as Jesus has told them in the upper room. The Holy Spirit was poured out on them. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. They were baptized with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, that's a fulfillment. And there is a great gathering of lost people. Yeah, it was an offering of first fruits unto God. Yeah, of people who got saved. The last one I want to make. The purpose of Pentecost. Yeah, we already talked a little bit about it now. Yeah, the shadow was the Old Testament Feast of Weeks.
Yeah,
that God commanded the Israelites to keep. Yeah, the promise was that we would be endued with power from on high.
Yeah,
of course, the fulfillment was that the Holy Spirit was poured out on the believers. And the purpose of Pentecost is the preaching of the gospel.
Yeah,
when you read chapter 2 of Acts, yeah, the theme is about the gospel. It's a theme about getting people saved. Evangelism, soul winning. Yeah, and this lines up with the last instructions that Jesus gave his disciples. Yeah, they would be witnesses.
شاهد خواهند بود.
Yeah, they would preach the gospel to every creature.
موعظه میکنن انجیل عیسی مسیح رو با همه واعظان.
Go to Acts 1.
اعمال رسولان
فصل 8 verses 8 and 9.
آیه 8 و 9 رو بخونید.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost part of the earth. First they had to wait to receive the power and then they were to preach the gospel. Yeah, till they would be witnesses till the uttermost part of the earth. Yeah, the purpose of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was to preach the gospel. Go again back to Acts 2. And we're going to read verse 1 and 4 again. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.